got done watching Terminator Gynecologist.
Yay!
Yay! And this is going to be kind of a short review because I really don't have much negative to say about the movie.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent film.
Sarah Connor was great. The special effects, although there were some kinks with
it. A little dated.
It was still good. Still held up.
Schwarzenegger did look great.
Damn, he must be lifting again or something. Oh, he has to be great. Yeah. And then the overall story was flawless. I didn't really see any plot holes or anything that were really glaring.
No.
We're not talking about Terminator 2, right?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, we're not.
This is Genesis.
Oh. Oof. Yeah. This one's a piece of shit.
This is a Wow, this movie was bad.
We won't lie, we knew it would be bad. Not this bad. Like, insultingly bad.
I went into the movie knowing that I probably was going to think it was mediocre, but I was at least hoping that I was going to have fun with it.
I was hoping for some extent. Mindless action is what I was hoping for, and they got half of that right. It was pretty mindless.
Yeah. Oof.
Where to begin, dude?
Ugh.
Where to begin?
I...
No spoiler warning this time.
No, fuck. I'm going to fucking spoil the shit out of this movie so you don't have to waste your money going to see this piece of shit. 20 minutes in, I was waiting for death's cold embrace. 20 minutes, I was slumped in my chair.
The first 30 minutes is basically they combined Terminator 1 and 2 and made it into a short. That was the first, but terrible.
Yeah, it was like a really bad Michael Bay, like new Michael Bay, not old Michael Bay. Old Michael Bay is forgivable. He made some good shit. But new Michael Bay, think of post-Avatar Michael Bay summarizing Terminator 1 and 2 for half an hour.
Oh, it's not good. But even then we thought this is going to be the movie. It's just going to rehash. Okay, we can accept this.
I think it may have been a better movie if it was like that.
I think so. And when we mean recap, it means if you hadn't seen Terminator 1 or 2, you'd have no idea who these people are, what they're doing.
Nothing
at all.
Dude.
Other than they go back in time, then they go back in time again, then they go forward in time.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those sequels that does not easily summarize for new viewers. There is no explanation for about like 80% of the stuff in the movie.
It starts with the war in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you just know who John Carter and John Connor. I'm going to call him John Carter. Repeatedly, because that one was a better movie, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
It just assumes you know who he and Kyle Reese are from the opening scene of the movie. And I don't even know. I don't even know what
this... This is a hard one to delve into because there's so much stuff.
That's it. We just start just ranting.
Whew. All right. First of all, I'm going to start off with how, as I said when we first got out of the movie, that I felt that this was a very big Daredevil scenario. This was a really bad movie that you can't really blame the actors for it, I don't think.
No. And I won't say the actors are good. I did not think they were good in the movie, but I don't blame them.
Yes. You can't really pick out, you can't be like, fucking dumb Game of Thrones bitch, she was the one. No. She was the one that ruined this movie. Or fucking stupid cyber John Connors. You couldn't say that he was in the movie.
Well, I even said, as soon as we got out, I'm like, I know she's a good actress. She is not Sarah Connor.
Yes. At all. Yeah. There was a big, just disconnect with who she was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like, again, I don't really think that that's her fault. I think that that is the fault of the director and the writer. And I need to sit down. What I want to do later tonight is I want to actually read the script because I want to see how it was written, like if she was supposed to be whiny,
she
and
was
not a hard ass.
This
like
is like strong 1984 Sarah Connor, badass. Not a badass in this at all.
No, not really.
But the way I said, it's a teenager trying to act like a badass.
Yes.
It just didn't work for me.
I would, you know, I thought that at the very beginning when she goes up in the what looked like an armored vehicle, and you know, come with me if you want to live. Blah, blah, blah. I thought that she was going to be the main spearhead of all the action. I thought that she was going to take charge and be badass Sarah Connor from Terminator 2. But then she just gets put on the back burner.
And it becomes Kyle Reese's movie for a little bit. And then he goes on the back burner.
Yeah, and then it switches to Pops.
Pops, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger in this now, is Pops.
His name.
And he has emotions and feels love now. Yes. This is a thing.
No cold-hearted killer here. Just
no.
Full teddy bear action.
Love. Like, held pictures of her into the future.
Yes. Like little shitty drawings.
What, he's dying words? Spoiler, he die.
He doesn't really die.
When you think he's dying, he's, take care of my Sarah. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
speaking of that, we're going to bounce around a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Speaking of that. All right, so they're in like 2029. They go back in the future in 1984.
Yep.
Now, old Terminator is versus new Terminator.
Yeah, yes.
And old Terminator, the one from the first movie, that dies in one shot to the chest.
Mm-hmm. Just dead.
Just dead. That's it. Just kills him.
It's over. You know.
Oh, he gets resurrected later, and then he just gets his head knocked off with a punch. Dead again by old Pops.
Old Pops.
Or no, it was Kyle Reese.
Oh, it was. That's
right. He shot his head off with a shotgun. The gun with the guns that had no recoil.
Oh my god, I tried to be silent on a lot of stuff that was making me just full palm my face. But the guns having no recoil, that's a constant thing throughout the movie, was so fucking annoying.
I was more okay with those than the cartoon sound effects of the future guns. Literally like, pew, pew, pew.
It was like they took the sound clips from the 90s version of X-Men.
Yeah, it was. That would have been better. Another thing, this is all in the first, we're only talking about like the first 20 minutes of the movie here.
See, here's the thing about the first 20 minutes that first start out, and they're going over the war and everything. I find myself being like, okay, all right.
Yeah, I was getting into it. Like, this is John Carter.
I like this, I get
John
this.
John Connor.
this is going to be a constant thing.
It is.
But yeah, I was liking it. I was liking kind of the direction they were going. But then it just started just taking that turn.
And then, yeah, they sent the Terminator back to kill Sarah Connor, even though they had already done it once, so there was two Terminators and they didn't know.
Yes.
And then Kyle Reese says, I'll go back and fight him.
Yes.
And then John's like, why do you want to go? He's like, you know why. What bothered me is at this point in the movie, we knew Kyle Reese didn't know why.
Yeah, he didn't know why.
He did not know that
he was
the father of John Connor. Spoiler.
Yeah.
He didn't know this at this point in the movie. But he's making it seem like he knows, but we know he doesn't.
That's why later when it's revealed to him,
he's like, what?
What? What do you mean? But I figured that was the reason why. He was like, you know what?
You know why? I'd die for Sarah Connor.
Yeah,
I'd die for you, Riley.
I'd die for
So it's one of those, they wrote a line in for the audience that didn't make any sense for the character.
That was complete.
So we start off with like two Arnolds, which had that, what's the phrase? The uncanny valley aspect of it, mm-hmm. I thought, with the old Terminator. With all of them, there's like five different versions of Arnold throughout this movie.
True. Because there's the OG, fresh out the womb Arnold, Terminator.
There's Terminator 2 Arnold.
Then
First generation Pops. And second generation Pops. So there's four.
And then at the end, when he becomes a T-1000.
He becomes a T-1000 at the end.
Which, that made sense, of course.
Yeah, absolutely made sense. And he smiles repeatedly.
Yes, creepy smiles. I thought I was going to hang myself in the theater if I had to deal with one more shitty one-liner.
Yeah.
I'm so over that.
The biggest
bullshit.
Groan to me, though, when he's like, I'll be back. Ugh. Oh my god.
And it was like, I knew it was going to happen.
Because it was in the trailer. We knew it was going to happen.
I didn't want it to happen.
Come with me if you want to live.
I mean, I'm okay with little nods, like little, you know, little things.
Everything
but
felt so forced in this movie. The
yes.
dialogue was blatant exposition
mm-hmm.
that didn't make sense. And it's like the Kyle Reese points, knew the audience didn't care, and he's like, shut up. Is there a switch to turn you off so you stop talking? Thank you. Like, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I don't care about your pseudoscience about time travel. It's
yes.
Terminator.
Yes.
I know what I'm getting into.
There are killer robots. That's about all you need to know.
Oh, do you know the trailer had that cool T-1000 at the beginning? Yeah, he dies after like 10 minutes of screen time. You're
yes.
welcome. Okay, the main villain of the movie. This is where it gets really good. Connor is your main villain of the movie.
Which, I mean, everybody should at least know this because of
the
fucking terrible trailers.
It's well, it's him.
It's on the poster. It's on every trailer they've done.
It's him and the Red Queen from Resident Evil. Yeah, I was waiting for that dude to say, you're all gonna die down here. Speaking of accents.
Oh.
Her accent really it slips through sometimes.
Yeah, there's that scene at the very end where she just is just talking in British.
Blatantly British.
Yeah, it's just a British accent. Like, and I don't know, is that really the best take that they got that day?
Speaking of ending, I'm going to jump straight to the stupid ending. So,
man, we're jumping around more than the time travel in the movie.
That's fine. I don't care. There's nothing memorable about this movie. Kyle Reese and Sarah Connor, when they finally found out, like, oh, you mate with me, because Pops mentions it a million times. Or, did you mate? Did you mate? Yeah, we get it. We know. We've been here. They're like, no, we can't, because John Connor's evil now. We can't do this. So what do they do after they beat John Connor? Kyle Reese goes to his little young self, tells him the little mantra of Genesis is
Skynet.
Yeah. God, it's so much. He's creating the loop, which means these stupid people are still going to go birth this child and go through this all again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Genesis, by the way, or Apple, as I like to call them, is Skynet.
It was that entire thing with Genesis was the most heavy-handed allegory.
Oh yeah, they're going
to
connect to every all your things are linked and put 1 billion pre-orders, because that's the thing that would happen.
Of course,
because people love pre-ordering stuff. It's very heavy-handed. Mm. And it didn't need to be in this movie.
No. There's no reason why
a movie that is used, that was made mainly with computers, is insulting people who use computers and blaming them for Judgment Day.
It's...
San Francisco. That bridge has been destroyed.
And so many times.
The Golden Gate Bridge cannot appear in a movie and still be standing at the end.
Just fucking blown the hell up.
Cannot happen.
Yeah, the technology thing where, it was basically saying, like, oh, technology's a bad reason to much. I think a good movie that handled a kind of an aspect of that was Her. I loved how they did with Her.
Yeah.
And that was great because it was very subtle. They didn't make an issue of blatantly saying it.
This movie reminded me a lot of Diary of the Dead, and it just beats you about the face with this, listen to my message! Listen to my message! We get it. We got it when they said Genesis is an app you download. Yep. We got it then. We understood. And this takes place 2 years from now, by the way.
Yeah,
two
that's
years
right,
from
yeah,
now, 2017.
2017.
God, what else is dumb about this movie?
Everything. The CGI was fucking terrible.
CGI is terrible.
At the very first scene, the one thing that really got me was when they're fighting, like, the first battle over the Skynet facility, and then they drop down the big Sentinel-looking, RoboCop-looking robot.
Unfinished textures. I mean, that's all it really was. It looked like a model they dropped in.
And then the absolutely horrendous facial CGI.
The one in the trailer.
It wasn't a trailer, it was like a clip that was uploaded online.
Okay.
Where Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Pops, goes through the glass and his face, because obviously they use, some kind of
his face isn't lined up with his...
It is not lined up at all.
No, it's...
And it, like, moves a little... Oh,
it's terrible.
Oh, boy.
There's a scene where they're fighting on a school bus, and he gets pulled through the bottom of the bus, and it really just looks like they just cut the frame, and that's how they made the jump.
There was a couple of sequences like that where they just cut, like, did a scene transition that was just super abrupt and made absolutely no sense. Case in point, when they're in the helicopter fighting John Connor.
Oh, it's all... Suddenly he's in a helicopter?
Yeah, he's in a helicopter like 20 seconds after that happens. Because they go off in the helicopter, they go around the building.
Well, they fall off.
Yeah, they fall off, and then as soon as they start going up, then immediately John Connor's around in a helicopter.
And very fake-looking helicopter sequence.
Yeah, that was...
I've seen video games with better CGI scenes than some of these. I'm not saying there's not worse CGI, but the problem with this one is you like the helicopters.
It's just noticeable. It's really rough when it's that noticeable.
It's hard to suspend your disbelief that this isn't fake. Mm. Especially when they, in air, flip a helicopter onto its side, it's plummeting, and he pulls it out. That's not a thing that's going to easily happen, and it happens twice in this
scene. It does happen twice.
I'm not saying people skilled can't pull out of a wreck. These are ridiculous, like, Superman saves.
But, you have to suspend your disbelief, because it's an action movie.
And they are from the future.
I get it. But it's fucking stupid, and I agree. Fucking stupid.
If we can accept magnet bullets.
The magnet bullets that make no goddamn sense, and have absolutely nothing to do with
the plot. They go to the police station and like, oh, magnetic shotgun shells. Why? I mean, is this a thing? And why would they be used? If I shot you with a shotgun, and then I shot you with one and a magnet, are you going to be like, oh, it tingles and hurts?
Oh, Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that wasn't explained.
I guess we should see when Kyle Reese is going back in time. Skynet, who's a person, by the way, Skynet attacks John Connor, and then we find out later that John Connor became a machine, kind of. He was like a machine human hybrid.
Yes,
and we also learn that hospital MRIs have the power of
fucking killing a Terminator. Basically, what
this magnet can pull them across the room and rip them apart in an MRI machine. I mean, it's made of dark matter. That's all there is to this.
It's just a dying star inside of it.
God, everything is dumb.
This was a dumb movie.
It's all about a dumb. And hey, Lincoln, did you know if you pop off the drive shaft of a school bus while it's driving, it will do 7 somersaults in the air before landing? And then it will somehow fall off a bridge and hook itself so it just dangles off the side? Did you know that's how physics work?
I loved that scene because it was the most stereotypical car flipping dumb fucking scene.
And it was
scene.
All because he's under the bus and he just
pulls the drive
pulls
shaft.
Pulls the drive shaft.
And then it just...
And then it hangs off the bridge.
Just in time for Pops to come over and get them and everything.
And in case you knew, the Golden Gate Bridge is so weak that if a car bumps the railing, it will crumble.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. There's...
And then Pops, who's not even credited as Pops.
Yeah, at the end, he's credited as Guardian. That's what
I'm
going to
assume.
Was.
Is that what he was in the first movies?
Oh.
I'm going to assume that's a callback.
Because I can't remember, because there wasn't a nickname that John gave him in Terminator 2, was there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I mean, wouldn't they credit him as Terminator model that he was? I forget which Terminator model he was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it T-80? 180?
T-180, I think it's T-180.
Something like that. And as we say, this recap the first two movies, it also retcons them really bad.
Yeah.
Like, the Terminator that was sent back to save Sarah Connor was when she was 9?
Yep. Which they never explained that anyway.
Like, when did that happen?
Yeah, there was no explanation on that. Maybe there was, maybe I was just zoned out.
Kyle Reese even makes a point, he's like, that can't happen. That only the future can send it back.
And she's like, well, it did fucking happen. And that was it. That was all the
explanation. So it's hard to understand, like, which timeline is right at that point. When Kyle Reese is saying, we never sent one back. Somebody did. I don't remember. Wasn't it John Connor that sent?
No, remember she said that nobody knew who it was because it
should. Yeah, but in 2, we know who it was.
Yeah.
It was John Connor.
Yeah, it was John Connor, yeah.
So was it Kyle? Are they saying Kyle Reese sent it back?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
And maybe that's why she didn't. No, because he said his. It makes no sense.
It's stupid.
So yeah, her parents were blown up in a cabin.
Blown the fuck up.
By something. And then
there was a T-100.
And then a guy with a gun walks up to her and she takes his hand as a 9-year-old and walks away.
Yep.
And he's raised her ever since. Good old Pops.
That old Pops.
Who... Well, she was gone from 1994 to 2017 when they met back up with him. Apparently got a job in construction until he was laid off.
That's right. Funny little one-liner out of that.
Oh, there's so many funny little one-liners.
I love it. So clever.
Very witty.
Oh, so
did
great.
I mention that Skynet is a dude?
That was...
He's a guy.
I was really interested on... I want to know if there were a lot of changes with the script.
I can't imagine that they changed stuff and ended up here.
There's
I can only imagine someone went, Terminator, gynecologist, sold. How much money you need?
Because I know, I have it somewhere. I have one of the Entertainment Weeklies where it was all about Terminator. And the character that is Skynet, which is Doctor Who. I don't know what his fucking name is.
Seriously, in physical form, we see him for 2 seconds.
Yep.
Maybe.
He's in the movie. Yeah, for nothing.
He says one line, and other than that, he's a hologram.
At the very beginning, he grabs John Connor and turns
him
into...
He's like, did you think it would be that easy? And then Kyrie's like, no, as he's naked.
No! And then that's pretty much the end of it. And then you see him kind of as a physical form in like a flat. Well, you see him in physical form as a flashback. And then you see him...
A flashback to a scene that we saw earlier.
Yeah. And then you see the weird digitalized version
of
him.
Like, if you've seen Resident Evil, it's exactly like the Red...
But he was in all the promos and stuff as like the main character.
Yeah, he's not.
And he's not in there at all.
The T-1000, not a main character.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, not really a main character.
Not really.
He's like a tag along. He's a
sidekick.
I'm old, but not obsolete.
Which he says a fucking billion times and some shit.
It's terrible. But he can make a high powerful magnet capable of the same magnetic stuff of an MRI by getting two coiled
somethings
from a defunct speaker system.
Just hanging out in the middle.
Other than the end. I mean, he sacrifices himself for the greater good.
Quote unquote sacrifices.
For my Sarah.
My Sarah.
And then he gets a T-1000 arm and... Happy Pops!
Yeah.
Ugh.
All I wanted when he was sacrificing himself was for Sarah Connor to extend her hand and yell, no! I gotta have my Pops!
The fact that he didn't do the thumbs up as he was sinking... shocked me.
I don't think I would have groaned. I would have been okay with it at that point because I would have known.
I would have accepted over. This is how it's. Oh, and the movie taunts you. There's a countdown to Genesis, so it's like, ah, oh, we know how much longer is left.
Oh. And the countdown where it like starts evolving or whatever, and then starts going forward different hours.
Oh, it's like, oh, thank God. Even the theater turned the lights on when there was like two minutes left.
There was a solid 2 to 3 minutes left, and the theater just flipped all the lights on because
like you guys have been through enough.
So, well, they had to make sure that we didn't fucking kill ourselves in the theater. They had to flip them on and make sure there were corpses.
Oh, I mean, immediately painful. Immediately painful movie. Yeah, almost every character you see in the trailer doesn't matter. Sarah Connor's a whiny teenager, even though she's not a teenager.
How old is she supposed to be in the movie exactly? I forget what. She's supposed to be like mid-20s?
When did the first... She said the first Terminator came when she was 9, right?
Yeah.
In 73? Didn't she say 73?
I think 73, yeah.
So in 84...
Yeah.
She's supposed to be 30?
I don't have a calculator on me. I can't do it.
No,
I'm
dumb. That. 20.
20? Okay. All
right. Okay, so she's seen about 20 in this.
Okay. Still, if she you're wasn't... raised by a fucking Terminator since 9 years old.
And they're like, oh, look at her. She's got all these guns. She's got this snap. She's very whiny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all...
Not Terminator 2.
Especially with Kyle Reese, because she's like, I can't sleep with you because my son will... You die. You'll die, Kyle Reese.
You're going to die. You're going
to
die.
And when we both go back in time, because they have to stress every time we go back in close. No close.
No close.
No close.
No close.
No close. They have to stress that. No close.
No close.
So her and Kyle Reese are going to go through the thing together, which means they are going to see each other naked. But when they're getting naked, no. Uh-huh. We have to be on opposite sides of the locker.
Opposite sides. We ain't going to look at each other.
I'm
going to
cover myself. And then when they get up there, just, what did I say? Nipple to nipple.
Nipple.
They're like, poof, right there. And for some reason, because they show their feet, I don't know if it was a mistake, because they show their feet to show them lifting. Mm-hmm. Did you notice when they first showed him, he was standing flat footed and she was on her tippy toes?
Yes.
Why?
I didn't see that.
Why?
Fuck if I know.
Why was she...
Maybe that was...
Maybe things
joke.
Lined up too
That's
closely?
What I was going to say.
She's like, no.
Oh, do we?
Oh, can't have touching. No touching. We'll make a baby, and that baby will come back and kill us. Or try to. He wasn't very intimidating.
Not at all.
John Connor not intimidating at all.
Because he...
I think for one, we as fans, Terminator, anyone's seen it, no matter what you do, we are not going to accept that John Connor is the evil Skynet's main weapon guy. That's not a thing that's going to happen. He would have shot himself in the head before he let that happen.
Yeah, of course. Fuck. I just,
we can't accept, and it just, the actor was like too, he's trying to play like nice guy evil, but he just came across as nice guy, like, I don't think he was evil, I mean he was, but I don't, his effects were the worst, when it was like, what, fingerprint dust?
Oh my fucking God,
J.K. Simmons was awesome.
J.K. Simmons was fucking awesome.
He was awesome. He was like the audience of like, awesome. What are you talking? Like, I know. I've seen him. I know who these people are. I have proof.
He was the future. He was a fun character.
They had the two cops that kept popping up that meant nothing.
Which cops are you talking about? The ones in the facility?
Yeah.
I got nothing. Just need to move the plot along.
But they weren't needed.
Nope. Especially when you have Pops that just gives you the summary of absolutely everything throughout the entire movie.
He's Mr. Exposition.
Yeah,
that's an exposition machine for my Sarah.
My Sarah.
My Sarah.
My Sarah.
Kyle Reese, take care of my Sarah. Mate with my Sarah. Mate her good. I'm old, but not obsolete.
Jesus fuck Christ.
And it really is sad seeing old Arnold play old Terminator. Because they explain. See, he ages because it's human skin they put on them.
Yes.
So they skin people alive to make human skin, so the skin ages. But the machinery doesn't.
But the machinery
flat out does by the end because he's like trying to fix
his
knee.
He's like, oh, I gotta fix my knee and my hand doesn't work.
Oh, I got a bad knee. I got the shakes.
Fucking stupid as...
But then you just dip them in the goo and they can become a T-1000.
Which isn't explained at all in any way, shape, or form. Especially when, didn't they say that the computers had to be online for any of that stuff to happen? He's like, yeah, they're harmless because...
They're harmless because there's no program. The program's not running.
Yeah. Then how the fuck do you turn to a...
We can't kill him because we... Can't kill him. We've never done that before. It was all implied nudity, by the way. We saw no naked Arnold butt.
No naked Arnold butt.
We saw naked...
Well, they had to keep it PG-13.
Well, we saw... I don't know who played Kyle Reese. John Clark? It was another Clark.
Name? Clark Clarkson.
Clark Clarkson McClarkington.
McClarkington.
We saw his.
He did fine, but he... I don't know
he
anything
He did fine other than trying to talk down a robot. Fight it, John!
Fight it, John! Holy shit, that scene. No, John. No, you gotta think.
You gotta think about this. It's made clear, even Arnold's like, no, dude, down to his cellular level, he's a robot now. He's a machine. Fight it, John, fight it. Remember, just walk in a straight line. Don't look back. Soylent Green is people. What did he say to himself?
Oh, Genesis is Skynet.
Kill it before it's born.
Kill it before it's born, and blah, 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 blah.
It's like people remembered things when it suited the plot.
Yep.
Like, she remembers Kyle Reese coming back, but he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So are there just like 40 Kyle Reese's running around at different times?
The whole thing, which is the big problem with having a movie involving time travel, is that there are inevitably going to be huge plot holes, and this movie didn't even remotely try.
Like, it ends with two Kyle Reese's.
Yeah.
Because he talks to himself. That's how it ends.
Yep.
So in all fairness, there should be another Sarah Connor. There should be so many Terminators. There should be, or Popses.
But don't worry, because they had the one scene where he goes, time travel makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Stupid as shit. At least Looper. The thing I liked about Looper was that, you know, they straight up say, like, just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it.
You're fine. It.
This movie, though, wants you to think about it.
It does want you to think about it. Because Pops is constantly talking about the different timelines and everything.
What's funny is, at the end, we see Cyberdyne. Is it Cyberdyne? Cybernet? Cyber... Whatever it is. The thing.
From... Skynet?
No, what? The other. Cyberdyne.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We see them building the time travel portal, and they're like, it'll take years, it'll take forever. Arnold and Sarah could build one in a basement, apparently. Exactly. They built their own, but they were waiting for the Terminator, so they knew all this stuff happened, because they had to get the chip out of the original Terminator's head, and apparently, by the way, a shot through the heart.
That's what kills him.
All that kills a Terminator.
Yep.
Shot through the heart.
You're to blame.
This movie gives love a bad name. This movie gives movies a bad name. And we thought the Paranormal Activity trailer was bad. New one of those. I'm not getting sidetracked. This movie doesn't deserve that. What else is there, Lincoln?
I'm trying to think. I'm digging deep right now.
There's so, like,
so much shit.
Everything is bad. Everything. Oh, the bus. I can't get past the bus. This movie lost me before that. Just everything with the bus.
Oh, the school bus?
Everything about that.
Like how convenient it was that there was a big field trip next to where the facility was?
Yeah, and bikers and buses for some reason. Or was that a field trip, or was that their like stockpile of vehicles?
Never explained.
I didn't really get that. I guess motorcycles called this call back to me for two.
Yeah. Well, you could say, well, see, I don't know, because the problem is that when you looked outside, when they showed the big line. I mean,
it was like an old, sewage plant, or what?
Yeah.
Why would there be a field trip there?
But weren't there people there? I thought there were
people. Well, all those
people
are dead because it exploded.
True, they are fucking dead. It is over.
People do die in this. Innocent people. It's all implied.
Yeah,
when Arnold shoots the tanker to stop them.
Yeah, which doesn't even fucking make sense.
No. And there was a guy driving that tanker. That guy's dead.
Because if you shoot an oil tanker, obviously it's going to rupture like a video game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would just leak gas.
Yeah, it just leaks gas.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
It'd be cool if it did, but it didn't.
Oh, or there's the scene where, in terms of unbelievable shit, where Pops goes into the police station with a big teddy bear where he has a fucking shotgun in it.
That's a hospital.
Was that a hospital?
That's a hospital.
He just walks right in.
Just walks right in.
Just, you know, just hanging out.
And the J.K. Simmons character recognized him.
And doesn't say shit.
Nope.
Just lets it happen.
Nope. Keeps scrolling through his tablet. Irony. Yep. Skin Genesis. Gynesis.
Gynethith.
Gina Geisis.
This is now.
1 billion people.
Terminator Gynethith.
And apparently we'll be really stupid with technology in 2 years, because they even make it a point to say everything you have is on the internet.
Yep.
Including the military.
Yeah.
What they're saying is 1 billion people pre-order this and we'll have access to the military. Everything.
Stupid.
And apparently we'll also have staple guns. Is what they'll use for wounds.
Oh, yeah.
In the future. And Sarah Connor calories can get hit by a car on the highway.
And not die instantly.
And be fine.
Those cars were going like 70 miles an hour.
Oh, at least, yeah.
And they dropped from 10 feet out of the sky.
Were hit dead on.
Oh, just full on by a car.
Fine.
And perfectly fine.
And she had a couple stitches.
No, you know, yeah, a couple
stitches.
Not a broken neck like what would happen in real life.
Yeah, yeah. They're not Terminators. They're normal people.
There's just so...
Like, we haven't even really touched on that. The characters are just so bad.
They're...
One-dimensional. I mean, if you've seen Terminators 1 or 2, you know the motives of all these characters. So they don't even try to convey it anymore. They just tell you, I am here to protect Sarah Connor. I am here to mate with Sarah Connor.
I am Sarah Connor.
I am Sarah Connor.
And that's it.
I am Pops.
Pops.
That's the whole, are we going to mate? No, we can't mate. Come on,
no,
mate.
Come on.
Pops.
Or when they are the... Where they fall in love within 2 hours. That was great.
It was 2 days, right?
2 days, yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, we just met 2 days ago.
We just met
and I wasn't programmed to fall in love with you, but I did anyway. It's 2 days, dude. You know what happens if you go tell a girl after you met her for 2 days that you love her? She's going to call the police. She's going to mace you. She's not going to be like, I love you too.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah Connor's whole thing is, I have no choice in this life.
Mm.
You do. Don't sleep with Kyle Reese.
Done.
Walk away.
Shoot him in the head.
Tell him no.
It's over.
Go get that out of here. I don't want that in me. Be gone.
Then they're just going to fuck it up.
And they know they're going to fuck it up, and they do it anyway.
Because, yeah, they know that they're like, well, we obviously have to fuck each other and have a kid.
The thing is, Kyle Reese, when he goes back, suddenly has memories of pre-war
life,
and it's himself in a mirror repeating Genesis's there's too many words,
Genesis is Skynet, kill it before it's born.
So what does he do at the end of the movie? He goes to his little self and tells him, remember this, keep this message, repeat it to yourself all the time, go insane little child, is what he's saying. Repeat these things in the mirror so your parents will lock you away, because they're gonna be like, why do you keep talking about Genesis, dude? It's over. They blew it up. Billion people want their money back. A billion of people.
I want to know how much Genesis was, too. Like, it has to be kind of cheap for a billion people to
own it. A billion
people. I mean, it's supposed to be an operating system.
And, which you could pre-order.
Yeah.
And there was a countdown to download it onto your device.
Yes.
It's not a thing worth. An operating system would trigger all the missiles. Everyone would die.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment Day.
No. It's over.
Oh, God. It's moving. I wish we could have recorded this on the sidewalk outside the theater, because we were a lot more angry.
And we've had time to cool down.
I'm still really angry.
It's
like, what did we say Rotten Tomatoes gave it?
27%, something like that.
That is too high.
I will say the one good thing that I will say about the movie.
Ramones. Ramones are in it, like twice. Well, the song.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That was good. That was good. I also have to say that I liked this movie more than I liked Taken 3.
I've not seen Taken 3.
That is my bar. That is the level of how much I hate a movie. If it's better than Taken 3, I don't absolutely hate it. But if it's on the same level, you can't say worse than Taken 3. There's nothing fucking worse than Taken 3.
I've seen worse movies than this, by far. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
There is no way, by the way, that one line in the movie was not a line from The Room.
Oh, what was it? What was the line?
I did not kill her. He said, I did not kill her. He's like, I did not kill her. I did not.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding
totally
me?
That's totally Tommy Wiseau.
There's no way. I'd probably see this again if I saw Tommy Wiseau having co-writing credits.
Oh, yeah. At least then I'd be like, that explains it.
There we go.
To me, what made this movie, I went in with low expectations, and it was so much worse. But I still hold on to that hope of the first two movies.
That's just the worst. When you know that something's going to be bad, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse.
But that being said, we were hoping for just mindless, stupid, fun... Mm-hmm. Not a good movie, but we could come out and say, I enjoyed it for what it was. I didn't enjoy a single thing about this movie. Absolutely nothing.
I haven't checked my phone to see what time it is more times than I did in that movie.
So the first hour must have been a little better, because it went by
quick.
Yeah,
it went by very, very fast, but then the last hour was grueling. It felt like 4 hours to get this stupid fucking movie over with.
And it wasn't... There's nothing... You don't want to see them, an old, broken-down Terminator fighting, because it's sad.
I mean, poor Pop.
If it wasn't for Kyle Reese and Sarah Connor coming in, he would have died.
True.
He even says, you're not strong enough to beat me. He's like, not alone. And then they hit him with their gloves, their power gloves. And then I'm going to assume she had the magnetic...
But they didn't even really do anything different than when she was just shooting him earlier. Because when she was shooting him earlier with the shotgun, it was doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like that it was paining him more, because he'd already been all... had his skin ripped off or whatever, and then
that
she shot
him. Terrible.
And then
it looked like a guy wearing a Terminator suit.
There were definitely a lot of times that it looked like somebody in a suit. The cosmetics when Arnold, or Pops, of course, when he gets part of his face knocked off and everything. God, that looked bad.
To me, at the beginning, when we just see the Terminators in their middle, they just look like animatronics.
They did.
They turned, like, their whole body and not their head, and it was and John Connor's scars on his face look so fake.
Yeah, those were not... Well, I don't know what the deal was. It looked like that they had to put multiple layers of something, and so it looked half. It looked like it got stung by bees. Like, it made me feel guilty
for a long time because I'm like, his face looks weird. Like, I don't like his face. But it really did. It was just, this movie really seems to me like, it doesn't matter, people are going to pay to see it.
Yeah.
And they obviously did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's been doing fucking terrible in the box office.
Which I'm honestly surprised, because of name alone.
I don't think, I mean, a lot of people...
I think people are getting smarter, hopefully, with movies. That's... Or remakes, or sequels 20 years after the fact.
When you have a movie that completely ruins the twist in the fucking theatrical poster...
That's true. And it was not a good twist. It's not a twist people would want. It really, not at all. It's terrible. He wasn't good. The Skynet dude, Dr. Skynet.
Dr. Skynet.
Who, when he takes over John Connor, you're like, oh, here we go.
Here we go. And then
now he just completely overpowered and beat.
Yep.
Beat him. It's really dumb.
Why did they even turn Skynet into a person, though? There was no reason why.
No.
Other than to turn...
be an organization or an entity or... No, it evolved into a human.
Human cyborg something that can turn other people into human.
Why didn't they just bring Robert Patrick back and be done with it?
They should have.
Linda Hamilton.
Fuck this movie.
She would have been a lot better than Sarah Connor. And that's not nostalgia speaking. She really... I would say you have to watch it to believe it, but please don't. Please don't watch it. What's her name, the actress?
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah. You can tell she's a very good actress.
Yep.
Just not in
she's
this.
Bad at all. If you watch Game... I don't know. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game
of Thrones. I've watched some of it. But she does ham it up a lot in the Game of Thrones. But I still think that generally she is a good actress.
She just feels restrained in this. Like, she's trying, and they're like, no, bring it back.
Bring it back. We need you to be a little more vulnerable.
And it's, like, her yelling is, yeah, get in the car.
Get it.
It's not yelling, it's just talking louder.
Do it, get in the car, yeah.
You're not gonna boss me. I have choices, but I'm gonna do them anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Put your beer in my book. Oh, yeah.
but I hate not having choices. Don't you hate not having choices?
Oh,
so let's do
sucks,
let's
damn.
Do the thing we're destined for.
Oh, yeah. I'm making a baby that's gonna kill us.
Which is Sarah Connor, in all fairness. I'd hate to see this. If she really cared that much, she'd just pop herself.
Yeah.
But then they just send somebody else back to keep her
from fucking...
I mean, that's the whole thing with Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider!
On to Tomb Raider. That's the whole thing with Terminator, though, is no matter what they do, somebody's going to go back and undo it.
Yeah.
Back to the Future was better. If you want to watch a time travel movie, just watch that. If you want to watch a movie with robots, watch any movie ever with robots. You know the crappy one with Robin Williams, Bicentennial Man? Watch that. Watch that. Because at least at the end of the day, you can be like, that's Robin Williams.
That was a complete shit and shit all over my childhood.
But this one, the only good thing you can say about this one was, it's over.
It's we lived through it. We spent $8 to go into a masochistic rage.
Terrible. I mean, just facepalming the whole time, laughing. It's not a funny movie.
Where it wants you to laugh, or not funny, but everything else makes me want to laugh because...
It's just so insultingly bad. Like, you're gonna accept this. You're gonna take anything because it's summer and it's movie.
Well, explosions! Look at this bus! It's flipping around! Holy shit! And then the fucking 3D bullshit, because they want you to see it in 3D, and there's all the, like, the hands coming through the face, and, like, the explosions that are obviously for
and
if you're seeing
like
it in
3D. It's all, like, slow motion, and...
Fucking
we see the Terminator walk out of the fire mode.
Oh, my God.
When the T-1000 comes out of the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst effect in the movie to me. The absolute worst. It looked like a cartoon. It literally looked like a cartoon to me. The movie's really...
It's shit.
It's not Kill Yourself.
It's fucking terrible, though. Oh, my God. I mean, don't even, like...
The reviews don't lie. There are kids in the theater. There's only, like, five of us in the theater?
About
six?
Five or six, yeah.
The kids didn't care. They were bored. But yeah. I think a lot of that, they had no idea who these people were.
Yeah.
They had no idea what was going on. They, children pity laughed on like the fourth time Arnold smiled.
Yeah.
We got like a, I think they feel guilty for this movie.
I really feel like this was just Daredevil.
No, Daredevil wasn't this bad. I don't think Daredevil was this bad. I think Daredevil tried.
Daredevil did try.
Whereas I think this movie just wanted to cash in and take your money.
Well, there were so many times where you could tell that there was something fucked up and they had to do a take that was completely different, so then they cut it differently, and there was stuff that was left out, and they just kind of fucking went with it. I think a lot of the exposition was also stuff that they had cut out of the movie that they just had to fucking just plug in there somehow.
Yeah, it is very forced. I used to go here with my grandpa in her like sewage bunker water drainage area. What was your grandpa doing with you? That you were...
Didn't they say, like, they were looking for, like, little rooms? There's all the rooms there and blah, 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 blah.
It looked like one room to me.
Fucking stupid.
Stock full of every gun ever made, ever, which she shoots a grenade into and blows them all up, because she's...
Instantly. 20 seconds.
Yeah. She's like, how did John Carter find me? He's your son, you idiot. You told him things. Figure this out. Put it through your head. She knows the whole time that John Connor's her son, Kyle Reese is the dad. Like, she knows these. Mm. These are not shockers to her.
So now, I think the one question I want to ask you, Kyle, did you like this movie?
No.
Hold on. No.
That's the answer to that. No.
Which was the worst Terminator movie? Do you think this is worse than, like, Terminator 3 and Salvation? That's the one question I've been waiting to ask you. I wanted to see...
Yes.
Really? All right.
I think this is the worst one. I'm not saying 3 or Salvation or... good. But they're nothing special. They just happened, and there was a thing, and whatever.
No.
This one shows you the things you loved about it, and it's like, you can't have them.
Here it is. It's just dangling in front of you.
First movie that was awesome, and at the time, like, very intense. Like, just a bullet to the chest. Bet you never thought of that. I would love to watch the first movie and see how many times he gets freaking shot right there in that same spot.
Oh, hundreds of times.
Because
the whole thing about the first movie is that he's unstoppable. And he's a force of nature. He's a lot like Michael Myers from Halloween.
Yeah.
In terms of being this force.
He is absolutely stoppable in this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's instant dead. And it's just, like a sniper rifle?
It looked like a 50 cal sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Or a shotgun to the head, blows that clean off.
Just done.
I felt more, my head hurt more with this one. The other ones, I was like, oh, it's terrible. I moved on.
Yeah.
This one, I can't. It's 2015.
Make a competent movie. How fucking hard is that with all the millions of dollars that you're getting?
And God help me, I would have rather than... This pains me to say it. If they were going to do this, I would have rather they just remade the first movie. Just reboot it with somebody else. This was, Arnold's acting again. Let's get him in here. He didn't look well.
Yeah, I mean... He's getting up there.
Not like he hasn't aged that well.
Yeah.
He's still a beast. I mean, he's still huge. But even in a emotionless character, you could tell he's just reading lines.
Yeah.
This was a paycheck to him.
So much of it was also just dumb fan service wanking that wasn't even good.
It was terrible.
It was just like, remember this? Oh.
It made us groan every time.
Yeah.
I'll be back. We're like, oh, God.
Oh, fucking... Kill me really? Now. God, strike me down.
I'm shocked that Guns N' Roses didn't start playing at some point.
God.
Oh, it wasn't Live and Let Die. What was it?
Oh,
You Will Be Mine.
Yep. All right, Kyle. What's your final grade? Give me your grade.
I want to say F, but I've seen worse.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot worse. But I'm going to give it a D.
I'm going to go D-.
Like...
Definite D-. Fuck this movie. I hope I never have to watch this again. I probably will have to watch it again at some point. I kind of want to watch it again so I can shit all over it, because I would love to watch this movie where we could actually talk about how terrible it is while it's unfolding.
I would love to do commentary on this movie when it comes out. Or two listeners, hold us to that. Yeah. Like 6 months from now when it comes out. We will make Lincoln buy it. Blu-ray. He's buying,
Jesus,
like, the good...
Christ.
I hope they come out with the collector's edition, because you're buying that.
It'll probably be fucking old, or... I hope that it's Pops, and then it comes with little Sarah Connor pictures. There you go. That's a good collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He kept all of her drawings, and...
Fucking stupid as... God,
And Kyle Reese makes it... He's the audience that points it. Like, no, it's a robot. He is not a person, but...
I would have rather had diarrhea than watch this movie.
I think it did give me diarrhea, in all honesty.
In terms of all the things I would have rather done than watch this movie, diarrhea is one of them. I would have rather gotten my appendix taken out again. I would have gotten third-degree burns, I think.
That's it. I will say one plus about the movie is, I'll come back to it, they showed a trailer for Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension.
That looks like shit.
It doesn't. It looks horrible. And I love the first two Paranormal Activity movies. But in hindsight, after seeing that trailer and then sitting through Terminator Gynecologist, Paranormal Activity's not seeming so bad.
Yeah.
Because at least we know what we're getting into. We're getting into a stupid horror movie.
Fuck.
And Mission Impossible 17 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it just looks like Mission Impossible.
A lot more Simon Pegg. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look too bad.
Go Tom Cruise! you hear about Tom Cruise, by the way?
No.
I'm clapping my hands because he's giving up Scientology.
Woo! Oh, thank God.
Giving up Scientology for his daughter.
Well, good. That's for good. What's her name?
Apple. That's, oranges.
That's not Apple. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's kid.
Cicada. Sacagawea.
I was going to say that. Oh.
Coconut palm tree.
Doesn't matter, really. Doesn't matter.
Tom Cruise 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. Save miracles.
All right. I think
we have no idea
got.
What comes out next week, so.
I fucking hope it's not Minions.
I'm okay with Minions now.
I'm okay with Minions now.
I hope our theater just pulls every movie and just shows all Terminator Genesis with.
Jesus Christ.
Thank God we didn't see it in 3D. I wouldn't want to pay any more than we did for this movie.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, don't watch this movie.
It's fucking terrible.
Don't,
dog.
Watch anything else. Go watch the new Magic Mike movie.
Yeah? I haven't even seen it, but I know it's a better movie.
Go watch Melissa McCarthy.
No, just go on Netflix and watch Terminator 2, because I'm pretty sure it's still on there.
Yes,
just
absolutely.
Go watch Terminator 2. It's still a great movie. And then you can go out and watch Terminator 1. Then you can go play the Terminator versus RoboCop video game.
I say, what's Terminator 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad. Yeah. They tried something new.
Salvation, admittedly, I never saw it.
I'm not a Christian Bale fan.
I thought it looked interesting enough, but I just never got around to seeing it.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's like Planet of the Apes remake. Not bad, but forgettable.
Which are you talking about? Like the...
Tim Allen one. I cannot get names right today. The Tim Burton one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Not Tim bad. Allen. I would have loved to see Planet of the Apes with Tim Allen.
They could have a conversation of just grunts.
Yeah. Brr.
Brr. Throw poop at each other.
All right, well, I think that's it.
I got nothing else. We'll end it on a poop throwing.
All right.
That's what this movie did. It shit in our faces.
Fuck.
Don't watch it. Please.
Yeah? Hey, Ness! Nim nom nim nom dare! Nim dare! Oh man, I'm a turn there just as new home there and there. Oh, it was bad. Why are you plugging your ears?
I don't want to hear that. That's horrible.
That's classic Pearl Jam.